This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. He's still president, but only for two more hours.
This is a great, great country. It is my greatest honor and privilege to have been your president.
Donald Trump has left the White House for the last time as chief executive. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
As he walked out of the White House toward Marine One.
It's been a great honor.
And then at Joint Base Andrews.
It's been something very special. We've accomplished a lot.
The president, hours before leaving office, as the only chief executive impeached twice, bidding farewell to a nation bitterly divided and boycotting his successor's inauguration, the first outgoing president to skip the festivities in more than 150 years, before boarding Air Force One for a final flight to Florida.
A goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump says he thinks the new administration will have great success and claims to have laid the foundation for it. Joe Biden will be sworn in as president at noon. The AP's Julie Walker.
Biden will be administered the oath of office by Chief Justice John Roberts. Kamala Harris will be sworn in by Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Biden's speech will center on the theme of America United, after former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama will help the two lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Because of the pandemic, much of this year's inaugural parade, as well as the nighttime balls, will be slimmed down or virtual, with Biden taking part in a televised concert with some big-name performers. I'm Julie Walker.
President-elect Biden's been attending a church service in Washington this morning. With him, lawmakers from both parties. Washington is locked down for the inauguration, soldiers in battle fatigues patrolling. This is AP News. Now to the Vatican and what it's doing to fight the coronavirus. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports from overseas.
The Vatican has begun offering COVID-19 vaccines to homeless people and says it plans to expand the program in the coming days. A preliminary group of 25 people who live in residences run by the Pope's chief almsgiver have received the shots in the Vatican's auditorium. They've joined Pope Francis, Emeritus Pope Benedict XVI, and other Vatican employees and their families who began receiving the vaccines last week. Francis has called for universal availability of the shots, especially for the poor and most vulnerable. He's also said it's ethically necessary to take the vaccine, recently telling an interviewer, because you're playing not only with your health, but the health of others. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The latest from the Vatican. I'm Rita Foley.